Aging Cheese on Wood. We're visiting today with Mary Ann Smukowski, Center for Dairy Research, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Mary Ann, welcome to our microphone. Start out by giving us an idea why cheese is aged on wood.
One of the reasons is there's an age requirement for some cheeses that you have to do it for 60 days. And depending on what cheese variety you're aging out, that's what they've been always stored on, is on wood.
Well, how does the wood affect the aging process?
They rotate the cheese to help with the aging process, and wood seems to be a very good vehicle to use for that purpose, to age the cheese properly on wood boards.
And what cheese varieties is this typically done with?
This is like Limburger is a really good example that they're aged on wood boards. We have some other like smeared ripened cheeses, soft ripened cheeses that could be aged out on wood boards.
Mary Ann, do you have a sense of how much cheese in the state is aged on boards?
Well, the numbers I saw were up to 33 million pounds of cheese were stored on wood boards currently, and it could be more.
Mary Ann, could you briefly describe what the requirements are for aging cheese on wood?
Well, if you want to age cheese on wood, there's a protocol that you have to have in place for cleaning and sanitation, and you have to have it approved by a processing authority, which is recognized by the Department of Agriculture. And once that happens, they say it's okay to age the cheese on wood boards. Depending on how long they age the cheese on these wood boards, then after it's done aging, they have to go through this cleaning and sanitation protocol. And it could be months or it could be several years, depending on the variety of cheese.
How long have people been using wood boards to store and age, turn these cheeses?
I've read some quotes that said up to a century. So it's been going on for a very long time. And, you know, it's worked. We haven't really had an issue. You just need to make sure you have a very good cleaning and sanitation program in your facility.
And maybe a little bit about you. Mary Ann, what do you do here at the Center for Dairy Research?
I coordinate the Master Cheesemaker Program, the Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker Program here, which we now have over 50 masters who are certified as a master. I also do safety quality. That's my big area of expertise, is the safety quality area. So anytime somebody would have a question, concern, quality issue, or safety issue, I get the phone call and help them with their situation.
We've been visiting today with Mary Ann Smukowski, Center for Dairy Research, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.